three poems by Colin Dodds. The first one is called Monte Rosso. Church bells rhyme with playground swings. The sun descends the backside of the convent mount. Bodies discharge with soccer, shouting, little jokes. A father bends to wriggle shoes onto tiny feet. 100 people do things they're not very good at. The next poem is called The Darkness Between the Stars. In a third or fourth language, art gazers mutter and barkers hawk probably counterfeit tickets. In the galleries, virtuosi, golems, and ghosts declaim what's hidden to what's hidden. But the short tour saves you time. Beauty inspires and demoralizes in equal measure. A solvent, if it has any purpose. The instruction is the armed men in the museum's employ, acknowledged only by how studiously they're ignored. Like the masterpieces, they are amalgamations of accident and sacrifice. Brazen Hercules, lightning dazed and dug up again, gazes over the tour gangs, his dirty irises and ours just swirling commas, seeing and. Tour guides dissemble. Translations mislead. The spell inscribed in the golem's clay is always misspelled. The next poem is called A Demonic Interlude. Outside the Santo Sasso, my wife searches for a Vatican Ristorante restroom. I watch my child sleep in her stroller and pop two luscious yellow blisters on my big toe with the metal tip of a blue writing pen. The skin on the pearls is dead. Ink and pus mingle and squirt on the travertine steps. Except for exceptionally persistent flies, it would be a private moment. But a beggar lady's son ambles over, curious about another kid like himself. He's friendly and not too dirty. His mother calls after him, Don Vittorio. He makes an effort to wake my daughter. I wave him away. And his mother rises from her station. Her mouth is much older than the rest of her face. She gathers him up with the lively resignation of one who knows she will always be with us. The flies thicken. A pair of nuns leave the church with its summer impossible dress code. A grapefruit bitter disdain descends on the flies. The pus pool in my sandal. The beggar woman and her Don Vittorio. A single sin, all my fault. My wife returns with a cookie. The bathroom's broken. Flies, ghosts, and a full bladder chase us past the broad viale to St. Peter's. Everyone business casual clean, backpacks in front. The sun too harsh for flies or penitence. The end.